Gary, is this going to be a similar interview to Tuesday? Do you feel along similar lines that you've thrown away the lead a couple of times today? Three times?
Yeah, it's... It is. It's very, very frustrating. If I was Rudi Gested, I'd be... Well, I am fuming, and if I was Rudi, I'd be fuming, because we... Me and you should be talking about a wonderful centre-forward display today, you know? He was... terrific, scores three great goals with his head, and we haven't won the game. So you can tell we ain't happy. You know?
In that mood, Rudi Gested is as good as it gets at this level, isn't he?
Oh, 100%. You know, it's been a terrific bit of business from the club. You know, we brought him in 18 months ago, and the price that we paid for him, and now you look at what his value is. You know, he's just added how much more today to it. But you know, if there is Premiership clubs interested, which there has to be in terms of the form that he's in and the goals that he's done over the last 18 months, then evaluation has to be met. Can he get better? Yeah, he can. He's fantastic. He did a session with us on Thursday, and we had young Louis Mansell training with us, who's only 17. And Rudi was coaching him and helping him and passing on the hints and tips, and that shows you the measure of the bloke. But like I say, we should be talking about his performance in a winning display.
Do you think you're going to have an almighty battle on your hands in the summer for him still to be here, Gary? Because he can do a job at a higher level.
Well, I think, like I say, there was interest in the last window in January, and the owners had their valuation and it wasn't met. So fair play to the owners on that. And the same will apply today, you know, in the summer coming. You know, the valuations have to be met. Yes, we're in an embargo. Yes, it restricts us in what we can do. Yes, it's had an impact over the last couple of months. But, you know, we ain't going to be selling people on the cheap.
It's your 15th draw of the season today.
Yeah.
You drew 15 in total last season. Yeah. Is that what's really holding you back? You're not losing massive amounts of games here.
No. And that's, like you say, that's the huge frustration. It's... especially today, where we get ourselves in front late on, and you have to then see out the game, and you know the game understanding and game management, you know, to see it through, just wasn't great from us today. And obviously, that's something I'll be looking for in the summer. Somebody with that ilk to come into the football club and add that to the squad, because, like you say, there isn't a great deal missing from us, but. That know-how from one or two areas of the pitch is probably what we're missing.
When we look at your defensive options, and not just pointing the finger at a back four today that three have gone in, you don't have any others, do you?
No, there is no option at the back. And to be fair to the lads at the back, like you said, you know, I thought they were terrific on Tuesday in their defending and the amount of pressure that they came under in a spell. And similar today, you know, I thought Antonio was... on fire today, first half, and gave Adam a tough time. But, you know, Adam came out fighting second half. I thought it was terrific. And the same with us. We've got Tommy Spur playing out of position and on his weaker side. And I thought, again, today he was terrific for us. And, you know, it's hugely frustrating that we're restricted under this embargo, that we can't bring any more defenders in. But, like you say, the ones that we have injured are all defenders, the majority of them.
The number of Rovers fans who've been in touch with us after the game, who've been today, have said to us, look at the Football League show tonight, at some horrendous goals at either end, and also the decisions that went against you as well today that might have played a part in it. Not saying that the decisions meant the goals went in, but they were frustrated with what they saw.
In terms of the referee?
Yes.
Well, I think, you know, we don't seem to get the rub at all. And I think that's been apparent at Birmingham on Tuesday night with handball late on, and the same again today. But listen, I'm not making excuses, because we've scored three goals at home and not won the game. It's not just down to the referee. It's down to our defensive and game management.
And three games to go. You're back here Tuesday night, and hopefully one or two options. We say this after every game,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I've seen the results today, and Tuesday, you know, it's going to be a lively game for sure, because, like I say, everybody's got something to play for. And Millwall certainly have, because they're fighting for their lives. Our players, you know, what's Rudi Gested done today? He's drawn more attention to himself, and that's what's on show for every player every week. Antonio at Forest is the same. you know, to say it's end of season, they've got nothing to play for, I can't have that. And the players know I can't have that.